Hey, happy Saturday, everybody. This is the Psychic Spectrum Radio Show. I'm Skip.
And I'm Sharon, the Princess of Chocolate and Sparkles, and just so thankful to still be here after having a bad cold.
There's only 11 and a half months till Christmas.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Well, get those shopping things going.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So how's everybody? We hope you're having a good time. We already got people checking in way early for us today, but cool.
I love the one that's got her first name is H-A-R-E-O-N. I wonder if that's pronounced Sharon.
Sharon.
I mean, that's another way of spelling it. That's kind of
true.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, she says hello. Snow Cup says hello.
Carol?
SRS says hello. And Carol from Atlanta, she's on with us.
And the one that wants to know what's going on with California Beach is we have a tsunami watch the whole West Coast.
But they downgraded it.
But they have downgraded it now, but that's what's going on. So
yeah. So
I guess there's a volcano exploding underneath the water or something.
That's right.
Yeah,
it is. So let's do this. Let's go back to our regular format here. Why don't you say hi to who you're going to say hi to?
Well, I want to say hi to all the ones that got their wings. You know, this is probably the ones that have just lately gone up to heaven. You know, probably got to have Christmas with all the ones that they had lost, plus family they maybe didn't know, you know, from past grand-grand-grand-grand-grand-great-greats and all that. So that's kind of cool. So we always want to say hi to that. And also, Samantha, I had someone ask about you Wednesday, and I just want you to know you are missed. So if you're hearing me, I hope you know that. Hi to DD, JM in Yakima. Sorry to hear about Bobby McGee, but believe me, he will be there when it's your time. So you will meet again. I'm glad he's out of his pain now, though. Also, like I said, hi to Carol, the 3Js, the 5Js. John in Tacoma, you've been on my mind. It's quiet. I'm wondering why, so I hope you're okay. Also to Richard and Derek and Jim in Idaho, and also Dorothy and Sue on this is Saturday, so Sue will probably be listening. I hope you're feeling better. Also to Great Britain, South Africa, Patty, Jeannie, Karina, New York, Crystal, Bridget, Anita, I hope you're doing well. She's finalized that last chemo thing. So I hope she can start feeling better and get back into action real soon. And also all our north, south, east, and west peeps.
Yep. And I want to say hi to some people who just popped in.
Yeah.
Thad is in California. He's my cousin.
Have I ever met him?
He said that the tsunami was nothing. No, he never met.
Was nothing. I know.
Kathy's in Tacoma. She said, happy Saturday. Crystal, way in the northeast Washington, says hi. And my big sister, Sylvia, who doesn't know how to gamble and keep her winnings.
Yes, she does. Yeah. She does better than I do. Four Leaf Cobra's in the house. Good to see you, too. Although I can't see you, but I can see your comment. and Bobby, yes. Yes.
That's right.
So everybody sounds like they're having a really good Saturday.
Bobby says, you guys are looking good. Always, baby. Always.
Oh, gosh. I feel better than I did. I must look better than I did. That's for sure.
I still feel cruddy. I know. Got that cold.
Still got the sinus thing. You know, it's not completely gone away, but it's that tiredness I can't get over.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just tired.
And in Hawaii.
But yeah, someday we're going to get back to Hawaii if the tsunami don't take it away before we get there.
Someday. Well, speaking of day, today is the 15th of January.
Yes, it is.
And that adds up to what numerologically?
Well, it comes down to a 4, which is a good foundation day. Good idea. It's a good day to build or start something new or get a foundation built underneath you or change things to make the foundation more sturdy. It's just a good day for working on things. Nothing's going to be handed to us. We're going to have to work for it. So you can't sit back and expect it to happen. You're going to have to get your feet in there and your hands in there and get a little dirty, maybe.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And which reminds me, I'm going to test our new audio system for the Psychic Showcase today, a little later today.
Hopefully it'll be up on next Wednesday, huh?
Yeah, I'm hoping.
I'm crossing my fingers and toes.
Yeah. There's Jam said, just checked in and said, hi, kids. You're both looking bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
I tell you, that woman needs better glasses.
I know.
You know?
I mean,
well, yeah, JM's the one I just said she lost Bobby McGee.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel sorry for her for that. But I know Bobby's up there. He's waiting for you. Not anytime soon, but, you know.
I was going to say, you better clarify that.
Yeah, but I don't see that at all. No, it's just that when it is
time.
It's
hard to lose a pet.
Yeah, it's very hard. well, the pets are like kids.
Sure they are.
You know, they're family. And so, yeah, it's a hit.
And Kelly says hi. And Bobby says hearts to you both.
Aw.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's hear your affirmation for today.
You want my affirmation?
Something to look forward to that they should try.
Well, you know.
Or could try.
The way things are in this world, which I still am standing by my prediction that it's going to be a better year. I refuse to give up. Even though it was a rough start, I think this year, as it goes on, it's going to get better. The affirmation for today is your greatest test will be how you handle people who mishandled you.
Yeah, that's true.
Will you do it from the spiritual side or from the emotional? That's not the answer I want.
Yeah,
no, that's not the answer I want. But yeah, I mean, that's one that makes you think.
Yeah.
And we've all been guilty of it, you know?
Of what?
Of people that have mishandled us that we
What did I do now?
We hold on to anger and frustration and that, and we have to realize it's not our issue, it's theirs.
Yeah.
We were just there for them to lash out on. So may they heal their issues, but don't take it to our hearts.
What other words of wisdom do you have for us today? I'm cold.
I have no words of wisdom.
Oh.
What remember, it's not me. I'm just the telephone.
What other pearls do you have for us today?
Well, I have my jokes and my stone.
Oh, the stone. I want to hear the stone.
Well, the stone is mahogany obsidian. Have you ever heard of that? It's a reddish colored obsidian.
Actually, I have.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. It helps release limitations, which we probably will need this year because, like I say, I think it's going to be a better year. So we're going to be able to maybe not feel so locked down or, you know, in a box. Mm-hmm. So we're going to release some limitations. Mahogany obsidian also clears negative beliefs resulting from abuse or trauma, which is some of my affirmation. And also it helps ancestral healing.
Hmm.
So if you carry that in your pocket, you'll be doing a lot of good for you and everybody else.
It's obsidian.
Mahogany obsidian.
Mahogany obsidian.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Did not know
that. It's kind of like, it looks like kind of like, but not tiger's eye with the streaks going through it.
Yeah.
But it's reddish streaks. It's beautiful.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's a beautiful stone. I tell you, God does good work, you know? The sunsets, the stones.
Yeah.
Just good work. I think today, too, being a 4-day, would be a good day for us to help Mother Earth. So start doing something that you could carry into the future that will help Mother Earth.
I don't know. Well,
she needs all the help she can get right now.
Yeah, I'm just wondering how much help we can do.
You just do. You don't worry about how much you can do. You just do. You see?
I see.
Yeah, I think I'm going to get that. Jeannie, I just read where she said that stone sounds wonderful. It does. I think I'm going to have to get some and carry it for a while and see what happens.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't say get anything unless I've tried it. Well, I haven't tried so much just having it in my pocket. I have seen it. It's a beautiful stone, but I think I may have to give it a shot and see what happens.
Yeah.
And if anybody else gives it a shot, let me know. Text us on our radio shows or
speaking
email.
Of seeing what happens. I want to let you know, and all of our listeners know, that February 5th is what's happening. It's our next Talking to the Other Side. You like how I broke into that? But no, that's our next Talking to the Other Side. We do it the first Saturday of every month, and it's on the 5th. Doors open at 5. It starts at 6. You can have dinner before or during the show or program. I like to call it because I don't think it's a show.
It's not a show, but it's a get together.
Yeah.
And it's not just Talking to the Other Side. We do psychic hits, answer questions. And the format that we have it in, you know, you kind of get hits as they walk in the door. So it's more your side than mine. But I get to throw my 2 cents in and answer psychic stuff.
And we have a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun.
We spend 3 full hours with you guys taking your questions and answering them. Providing our psychic hits and talking with who we can ever wants to come through and communicate from the other side. And it's not meant to be a full reading. It's no. You can't do that in that kind of a format.
And it's not a but full Talking to the Other Side reading either.
We do connect. That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
in
that must be where
either,
I got it from.
Either
there's
format,
an echo in here.
Because it just can't do it in that short of a time frame. Yeah. Our readings take an hour to an hour and a half. We record them, and then we email you the recording, and because you're never going to remember what two psychics say. Yeah.
It's a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyhow. Yeah.
But I also, you know, the fifth of February, that'll be 37 years since I fell and hurt my back.
Oh, I would have never remembered that.
Well, I tell you, I don't forget it.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Okay.
I'm just letting you know.
I think it's 52 years since I opened up a belated birthday present on that day. So Twice.
Oh, your memory just amazes me.
Yep, I know.
You who can't remember what you ate for breakfast.
We had fun last night. We picked up my sister and we went to get something to eat. And we ended up at the first floor of the Emerald Queen Casino in Fife. And we had some fun.
We did. We haven't been around for a long time, you know, together because of COVID and everything else. So it was kind of fun.
I lost half of my money and I left and said, nope, I'm going. I went out and sat in the car and played on my phone.
Yeah, and a few things happened, but we won't talk about that.
Yeah, they did. They did. But anyhow.
Oh, and Patty says Patty's here from Bobby Lake, yeah. Although a little Hi, late. Patty. Hi, Patty. I hope you're feeling good. Yeah. I'm just tired. I want to get something that goes, I'm tired.
Did I read Kelly and say that she said, hi, kids? I don't think I said Kelly's name.
Yes, you did.
Did I? Yeah,
but that's okay. You can say it again.
Oh, well, Kelly.
I like Kerr. I wonder if that's part of the Kerr family, you know?
Yeah, Kerr, she's one of the Kerr Lins, girls.
You know?
Yeah. Like my dad used to say, she's one of the Kerr girls.
She's the daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Kerr.
Yes.
Yeah.
Actually, maybe daughter-in-law.
Oh, could be. Could be, yeah. Either way, I like it. That means her initials are KK.
Yeah. So stand by, kiddies. We got some good things we're going to do. You know, there is one other thing that I want to talk about a little bit. I mentioned earlier that I'm going to be testing our new sound system with Richard. And by the way, say hi to Richard. And everybody know we're testing this new sound system out for our psychic showcase, the online version that we do every Wednesday. We do it live in person at the Poodle Dog in Fife, the restaurant, and which we've been there for 14 years now. We're in our 14th year.
14th year, yeah.
But we also do it live online, and you guys can join in from anywhere in the world, I guess.
As soon as we know it works.
Yeah, as soon as we know it works. And if you see the link on the website for the Psychic Showcase, it's working and it's going to be on.
Okay, so you go to psychicspectrum.com and go to where?
You go click on the schedule.
Schedule.
And schedule of events, and then you click on Psychic Showcase, and there you go. If it's the link is on there to be online with us for next week,
and they can sign up. They can pay there too?
Yeah, it costs $5, and you're eligible for the door prize. You're eligible for the money drawing.
Yeah.
You're eligible for, you get a free psychometry reading from one of the psychics on the panel. And I guess we have fun and you learn something. We always have a topic we talk about.
Yeah. Well, we all thought we were going to be able to do it last Wednesday, and there was a couple or three that tried it and couldn't get in. And that's because Skip couldn't remember how to, I won't go there. But anyway, Skip's still working on the technical side of things.
Should be fixed today.
Oh, shit.
Also this week's speaker is going to be Debbie Ballard. She's going to talk about, from an astrologer's standpoint, some things about the new, they'll speak of the devil. Here she is.
Mm-hmm.
She says, good morning.
You're like a half a knot behind there.
It says, good morning, not from Alfresco dining at IHOP. Ooh, Shea IHOP. Rather eating at Shea Ballard, LOL. Hoping you are both feeling better.
You know, though, she has taken some pictures of what the Chef Ballard has made, and it looks pretty good.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't know. I've never got to see them or eat them.
Well, they're on Facebook.
But
I don't know.
Anyhow, Debbie is going to be speaking Wednesday night.
And what's she speaking on?
She's going to give us a few predictions or hits or whatever.
Astrology
on
updates.
Astrological updates and things that are coming up astrologically.
Okay, because now we are in Mercury retrograde again.
Yeah.
till February 3rd, I believe.
Yes, we are.
So we're in the redo time. So have fun, kids.
Electronics.
Buckle those seatbelts.
Mechanical things break down and have trouble.
Yeah.
People come back into your life you thought you were done with. So be ready.
And situations.
Oh, hey, let's answer JM.
Well, hang on a minute. Kathy says, I think I won that stone. I couldn't tell you, but check it out. Because that could have been the door prize one Wednesday when we did the showcase. Yeah.
Yeah. JM says that she checked on Evening Magazine podcast. She hasn't. And were you on? We have been on. They've aired that three times already.
At least three.
Since
that we know of.
Yeah. Because somebody just notified us they saw us.
Yeah.
Again. Yeah. So, but anyhow, you can go to King 5 TV and click on Evening Magazine, and you can watch the podcast there of when they came out to our house and interviewed us the new year.
That's kind of a lighthearted segment, but it's fun.
Yeah.
It was fun. And
they don't want to give away any personal things.
No, and we did some of that. So, but it was supposed to be New Year's Eve, but it didn't get aired then. So I guess don't look for it on New Year's Eve. Go to at least the 2nd or 3rd of January. I think that's when it was on the first time. I think it was Tuesday night of the first Tuesday of the new year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Margie says hi. Hi.
Margie. Oh, hi. Where are you at, Margie?
Yeah, I wonder where you're from.
Anyhow, we got to stop and take a quick break here.
Okay.
And I want to come back and talk about three things. So we'll be back. Okay. Pay attention here. Listen up. This is the Psychic Spectrum Radio Show with more to come. Hang in there on this happy, laid back Saturday.
Hello, everybody. This is Kissel. Have you heard about the Psychic Showcase? It's a free event and it's online, so you never have to leave home. It's a weekly event that happens every Wednesday evening and it has everyone talking. Oh my God, these people are pretty good. You should try them out, because you'll laugh and you're going to be amazed by them too. There's free readings and your questions get answered. Plus, you can get to learn about the metaphysical and the paranormal stuff, which is pretty good. Every Wednesday evening at 6 p.m., just find the Psychic Spectrum on Facebook. It's a lot of fun, and tell them Kissel sent you.
Matt Shea is a local developing author who has written over 14 books and has many more in the works. He's greatly inspired by the writings of Andy Griffith, and Matt's books focus on the common folk that small towns are made of. Matt's newest book, The Meadowdale Community Project, is about how often precious items given as gifts are sometimes disregarded and pushed to the wayside, just like the needy people of our society. If you're a person who likes to read books in print, on your Kindle or tablet, or you're one who prefers audiobooks, then MattSheaBooks.net is for you. Matt has a fun website that is free, family-friendly audiobooks with some free stories and interviews thrown in. Check out Matt's website, download your free books, and see all of his books at MattSheaBooks.net. While you're there, shoot him an email. He promises to write you back. That's MattSheaBooks.net. Matt, M-A-T-T, Shea, S-H-E-A, Books.net.
Hey, it's Joe here, and I'm here to tell you about the Psychic Spectrums Talking to the Other Side event. It's a live online event that you are a part of. Is someone waiting to speak with you from the other side? Are you trying to reconnect with them? If so, you have the ability right now with the Psychic Spectrums mediums, Sharon and Skip Lange. On the first Saturday of each month, Skip and Sharon make themselves available for up to 4 hours talking with those who have passed on. You receive messages through Sharon and Skip, as they will also tell you things that they psychically pick up about you. It's like a mini psychic reading. Their messages are often based upon the energy that the audience brings with them. It assists Sharon and Skip in transmitting messages of love, memories, and thoughts, along with evidential details that you can recognize. And this helps prove their existence and love for you never dies. You may come or go at any time during this online event. It starts at 6 p.m. Pacific time. Admission is just $20, and you can purchase your ticket at www.psychicspectrum.com.
Tell your friends about Alternative Talk 1150.
That's kind of cool to know.
That's kind of cool. Welcome back to the Psychic Spectrum Radio Show. Skip and Sharon, we were just sitting here reading some of the comments from people that are coming to us on Facebook and YouTube. And Kathleen says that Evening Magazine had us on again last night on Friday night.
Wow.
Lucky us. The segment goes by so quickly. Yeah. And, you know, I got to say, it says, but with all the editing, it was too short, way too short. And all the fun and laughter could have gone on more, I'm sure. Hey, we had a ball doing it. And we really liked Saint and Jim. The two, Jim and Jim Devers and Saint Brian is the two people that came out. And I got to say, they originally talked about an hour, maybe hour and a half. They were here for 2.5 hours. And that we barely started the world predictions, and all of a sudden they wanted readings. And so we gave them both reading.
But there's nothing wrong with that.
No, not at all.
No, but because of what we said, we couldn't put it on the air.
Right, because it was personal. They couldn't put it on the air.
Yeah.
But anyhow, it was fun.
And maybe we'll do it again. Who knows?
Yeah, I would love to. We appreciate their just contacting us in the first place, but putting us on the air. And then now this is like
that's kind of fun. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Cool. Anita's on. Hi.
Oh, hi, Anita.
Hope you're feeling good. She's another one's probably been sleeping a lot, but she's doing it for another reason. Her body's trying to heal.
You're right. Yeah. Right. Which is a challenge in itself. So that's cool. She says, how much longer till I'm feeling close to normal again, health-wise? Thanks in advance. I think you're looking at about, this is what, middle of January, February, March, April. I'm going to say around the first part of May, you're going to feel like you're close to feeling somewhat normal. You're not going to be normal, but close to feeling that.
What I heard was 6 months. So I'm going to say by middle of June, you ought to start having some ideas. I feel like going out type thing.
Yeah.
Won't go far, but you go out. Yeah. Well, sleeping is good for you. So sleep as long as you can, you know, because sleeping is what heals the body.
Yep.
So.
And we're sending every week. We're putting you on our prayer list at the Psychic Showcase.
Yeah.
And
other times
group
too.
Prayers go out to you.
Yep.
So also it says, I came here so late, assuming that Sharon is feeling back to good health.
I'm getting there. I'm almost there. I still got the sinus thing a little bit. I'm tired. I'm really tired, which everybody knows because I'm just tired. But when you get sick, I get tireder than tired. So anyway.
Anita says, thank you so much.
You hang in there, kid. You got this.
All right. One more thing we want to talk about, since we have a lot of local people on today.
Yeah.
And which is cool, but we go out to dinner once a month. And
as a group, a psychic group.
As a psychic
spiritual group.
And we don't do psychic readings or anything like that, or astrology. We just go and have dinner and have fun and laugh and talk about life. But anyhow, the next one is coming up on the 22nd of January. It's a Saturday night, and it starts at 6 o'clock, and it's going to be on South Hill in Puyallup, and it's going to be at the Red Robin.
Yes. Yeah. Which is right next door to BJ's, where we were last year, the end of last year.
And that has what to do with this dinner?
Well, for the ones that went to that one, they would know it's in the same area.
Oh, okay. So anyhow, it's going to be at the Red Robin on January 22nd. You guys are free to join us, and they don't take reservations there, but we are just going to get there a little early, and we're just going to grab all the tables that we can in the open seating area.
Yeah.
So
we'll get, you know, we'll do the best we can.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I like SRS when she says Geritol. Remember the old Geritol commercials, Lawrence? Well, I sure do. Yeah, that's kind of the way I feel. Yeah. Maybe I need some Geritol.
And a one and a two.
Actually, Lawrence Welk was your third cousin, right?
We don't want to go there.
Oh.
Yeah, he was.
Okay.
But anyhow, we also have Mercury retrograde, which we touched on earlier. Mm. So those of you that don't know about this, let's run this down real quick.
Well,
Mercury retrograde.
I don't know if you can catch it, but you can try running it down.
I'm not going to catch it. I'm just going to run it down. Mercury retrograde. This is when, if you are sitting on Earth and you look up in the sky, and normally, let's say Mercury looks like it's going left to right every night, okay? And all of a sudden you look up and it looks like it's going right to left. It isn't. It's still going left to right. But what it is it's the Earth's axis and rotation, making it appear to go backwards. It has an effect on us and on things in our lives, just like a full moon does. And if you don't believe in the full moons, go talk to any nurse, any
Emergency room or police department.
Go to the police. Go to psych wards. Go to crisis centers. Anything like that. Anyhow, the Mercury affects things other than what the full moon does. And Mercury retrograde affects what?
Communication.
Communication. Also, okay, but what type? What type of communication? Like just your mouth?
It can be the mouth, the telephone, the radio show, what you say to someone or how they perceive it, anything that involves communication. But it's also a redo time. So that's why there's a chance that people you don't, you haven't been around for a long time or situations you thought you had dealt with and it was over might come back into play. I noticed during Mercury retrograde a lot because Mercury does rule communication. But Mercury retrograde, I always notice that people I haven't seen for a long time, they either come back to the showcase or I run into them at a store or they call, get a reading that, you know, we haven't heard from for a long time. So it's a fun time, but it's also not, it can be a rough time too, because you don't want to sign any legal papers. You don't want to, you know, unless you just absolutely have to. And if you do, cross those T's and dot the I's, I mean, double read it. And, try not to make any major purchases.
Right. Electronic things will break down. Computers will have trouble. We had a printer once.
Your car won't work.
Our printer stopped working here in the office. The printer stopped working right when we went into Mercury retrograde. I was cussing up and down at it, and we just decided to wait and not buy a new one. And as soon as Mercury went direct, the printer started working.
I know that
fine.
Sounds crazy, but but mechanical things are affected.
Yes. I know.
So if your toaster quits working, your coffee pot quits working, hold on to it till after February 3rd because it just might start up again.
Now, SRS says she heard that Mercury retrograde is not a great time to make the big decisions.
It's not.
Not that's not true. It's not that it's not a great time to make big decisions. It's not a great time to make any decisions.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And it's not just big decisions. And what it is it's not really decisions. It's starting something new. Okay, decisions to start something new. You want to be really careful that you don't start anything new or get into anything that you don't want to have to readdress again or take do over or that kind of thing. Because if you do during Mercury retrograde, you're going to readdress it again and you're going to end up having to handle it again, work things out, fix things with it.
It's probably not a good time to stop something either.
I don't know about that. I haven't heard that.
Well, that's a decision in itself, and you may not want to make that decision after Mercury goes forward.
I do know.
So I wouldn't do anything like that.
I do know that let's say you start something. Now, see, we went in yesterday. We went into Mercury retrograde. It's going to last till February 3rd. So let's say that you started something a week ago. And you kept working on it. We're in Fan Mercury retrograde. You can go ahead with things like that because your energy was put into it and starting it when before we were in Mercury retrograde. Mm-hmm. Okay, so don't.
So like down here, it says a family member got married yesterday.
Yeah.
But that was already in the works before Mercury went retrograde. So it'll be fine. Plus that number, the date that they got married was a 3. So they're going to be working on body, mind, spirit. Their whole relationship, balancing it out. So,
okay. So back to what I was saying before.
Before I interrupted.
If you started it before Mercury went retrograde, you've already put your energy into it, and you can go ahead and just keep working it, and it'll probably turn out fine. Might be a couple of little glitches in there, but it's fine. Go ahead and don't stop doing something because we went into Mercury retrograde. And it's just make sure that you dot all your I's and cross all the T's and go with it. Okay. So it's a time to be cautious and don't start anything new. Try to wait. And also, by the way, I did want to throw in there because we didn't mention car troubles.
I did say car troubles.
Did you? Okay.
But I said it while you were talking. So good idea to do it again.
Sandra is there and says hi. So hi, Sandra. How are you? I went there to see their wedding.
No, we like that.
Okay. Went there to see their wedding, but glad to hear it's not involved.
I wasn't there to see their wedding, but glad to hear it's not involved.
I don't have
my
glasses on. I can't read it.
And it was planned way back. Yeah. So they are fine. They are fine.
Yeah.
So. But they might find every anniversary that something comes up again from when they got married or the day they got married or something. So that could be a fun thing to watch out for.
You know, we're going to be in Mercury retrograde when I get my, when I have my birthday on February 1st.
Oh, that's right.
So does that mean I get extra presents? I'm going to get more and we're going to, or we're going to do it again?
Well,
after my birthday?
No, it's probably going to mean that presents that I promised you in the past might come, some of them might come forward this time.
Ha. Huh. Yeah.
Actually, it's letting you live, relive your life.
Yeah.
So that's a redo. Yeah. Get a chance to do something different.
Okay. We addressed this earlier, but I'll say it again. The tsunami was not a tsunami. And it.
No, as of yet, anyway. I guess they've downgraded
it. Not on
it
the West Coast. It has been way downgraded and it's not going to affect much at all. So
it doesn't feel like it will.
They have to issue the warnings. So,
well, yeah, because they don't know, because I guess the volcano was underwater somewhere, right? So they don't know how big that wave could get.
Yeah.
So they calculated it out and figured they better put out.
Joseph's with us. Hey, Joseph. He says, or you might return them to the merchant. That's right.
I might. Yeah, I could. Yeah, I could do that. But it'll be interesting. We always have a fun birthday on your birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We try.
Well, we try. And that's the start, you know.
I have a birthday.
I was going to say.
She gets a birthday month.
Yeah. February 1st is your birthday, and that starts my birthday month.
Mm-hmm.
And today's what? The 15th?
Yeah.
Yes. So that's how many days left in January?
15, 16.
17 days. There's 31 days. There's 31 days in January.
Today's 15th. There's 16 left.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But she's the numerology expert. You believe
that's
that?
38 days to my birthday. Okay. I'm just keeping track.
Yeah. I've got 16.
Yes, you do. Yeah.
Day before Groundhog Day. That's right.
That's my birthday. Yeah.
Every year. It's my birthday.
Now, you see, it says films did come in from Tonga and they did get hit. Yeah. I'm thinking right. The epicenter, I think they probably did get hard.
Mm-hmm.
Get hit hard, you know? So. I mean, it's terrible, however it goes down. I don't like disasters or catastrophes. I just don't like them.
Well, speaking of jokes and levity.
But you know, since it happened on the 14th.
Right over.
Oh, I heard it. On the 14th, it'd be interesting to see, since that was the beginning of Mercury retrograde, did anything else happen there that is going back and redoing?
I don't know.
Yeah, that'd be interesting to find out, wouldn't it?
Yeah. You know, it's time for your little segment of the week.
Okay, let's go.
So I think I'm going to ask Nathan if he would introduce that for us. So
it's time for Sharon's Joke of the Week.
Okay.
Well, you know, I was cleaning out the closet the other day, and I found Skip owns every board game there is, and he had no clue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Woo.
Well, you all know the story now. It's been going on for 2 years about Skip working on the bathroom. And he still is. He's still working on the bathroom. And, you know, we're thinking of adding, in fact, we are adding additional mirrors. So most of Skip's time is in the bathroom and it's taking way longer than expected. But the good news is, however, that it's given him more time to reflect.
Yeah, thank you for that one. So appropriate. Yes.
God. So we were driving down the road the other day. You know the churches that have their signs out front?
Which is all of them?
All of them, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So we drove by this one church and the sign out front read, and I thought it was kind of funny. It says, at the evening service tonight, the sermon topic will be, what is hell? And then underneath it says, come early and listen to our choir practice.
I agree. I can see that.
Alrighty,
you ever heard that joke by that little song joke, whatever?
Well, I don't know.
I'm about to whoop somebody's ass.
Little duck that goes, yeah.
Yeah.
I love that little thing. I do this.
I'm about to whoop somebody's.
Oh, God. I think what makes that cute is the voice and the duck doing his thing. Yeah. Yeah. Did you know that, you know, people are moving to Florida too, you know, because of, you know, politics, COVID and all that stuff. And do you know alligators grow 15 feet in Florida?
Really?
Yeah. Most of them only have 4 though. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's it, kids.
I hope so. I can only hope. Well, you know, there is another topic we have to talk about.
And what is that, pray tell?
Well, I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, because it's commercial break?
It's commercial break time. So we're going to stop, take a break, and when we come back, I'm going to reveal my topic that I want to talk about.
You do that.
So JM says we made her laugh. So that's good. Joseph laughed.
Somebody loves me.
All right. We'll be back. Just to hang in there just a moment. The Psychic Spectrum Radio Show.
Skip and Sharon Langang, hosts of the Psychic Spectrum Radio Show, have been recognized as the Northwest's most prominent psychic couple and psychic mediums. Besides hosting the exciting Psychic Spectrum Radio Show on Tuesdays and Saturdays, they also offer the Psychic Showcase every Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. on Facebook. And then there's the fascinating Speakers Bureau every Friday evening via Zoom. And as if that isn't enough, they also host their not-to-be-missed Talking to the Other Side event on the first Saturday every month via another Zoom broadcast. Join their live events all online, and if you decide you want to schedule a private psychic reading with them where every reading is recorded and emailed to you, you can do that on their website, which is super easy. So get started on their website where you can see all of their events. Just go to psychicspectrum.com. That's psychicspectrum.com.
Susan Bergstrom is a licensed agent in Washington and Oregon, and she helps people who are readying for retirement or are already in retirement. Social Security is tough enough to deal with. Then there's Medicare, financial planning, and more. Take the burden out of the equations and let Susan Bergstrom sort it all out for you. Susan helps narrow down your choices to one that's suitable to your specific personal health and financial needs. This includes Advantage plans, supplements, and prescription drug plans. Part D. Seniors can rely on Susan to help obtain financial security through many programs and help protect seniors from market downturns. Susan also assists with long-term care, an area that many people do not plan for in retirement. Planning now can protect your assets and dignity in your later years. She's part of the Medicare Exchange, located in Tacoma and Linwood, and consultations are free. Call Susan Bergstrom now at 253-318-9379. That's 253-318-9379, or email sbergstrom@americanseniorbenefits.com.
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss us tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to a COVID-free day when we gathered and talked from the heart? Want to be part of the metaphysical again? Well, want no further. The Psychic Spectrum has all their events live and online. Go to psychicspectrum.com for the latest and hottest events in the metaphysical. Thank you. Thank you very much.
No other station delivers this much variety. Alternative Talk 1150.
Dead air. I just wanted to do that once. Hey, we're back. The Psychic Spectrum Radio Show, and we're going to have Skip's Corner today in little bit. Yes.
Yeah.
But we have something that we need to talk about and bring out for you guys, because we are in the new year. We just started the new year.
Newsflash.
Newsflash, yes. If you don't know this, we've just started the new year. Everybody's wondering, kind of, what's going to go on this year? What's going to happen with me? And I, first of all, that takes me to another topic. Briefly, I have to throw this in. If you have any predictions about the new year, you can remain anonymous. Not on the form you send us, but you can remain anonymous by, we will not use your name on the prediction. Okay. But we keep track of people's predictions as well as ours. And then at the following year, we will read them at the end of January and see how accurate we all were. So
of 2023.
Right. Right. And there it goes there. So, but anyhow, we want to let you guys do a little bit of math on your own and have some fun. We want you to do some numerology for yourself and see where you're at for this year and what's going on. Okay. So
Well, first off, let's take the year 2022.
Okay, let's take the year. Where do you want me to take it to?
I don't know. You know, 2 + 0 + 2 + 2 = 6.
Right, 2022.
So for the world, because that's called the world number for the year 2022. Uh-huh. It's all about balance, justice. Mm-hmm. It's also about truth coming out.
Yeah.
So it's like all of a sudden I don't want to say the pendulum is going to swing because that's not right. I want to say like it's down below there. Like the lady with the justice blind and those things are balancing out. Yeah. It's going to be more even now because of what's going to come out. That's going to bring us back to maybe ground zero or level. So that's kind of a good thing. It's going to be a little rocky and I don't think we'll all like what we hear, but I think it's going to be good in the long run. So 2022 is going to be a fascinating year to watch how it unfolds and see what happens, you know? Mm-hmm. Now, as far as a personal year, we all have personal years. They're not our life path year of what we're supposed to do and experience during this lifetime. A personal year changes every year that the year changes. So some numerologists like it when it goes from birthday to birthday. Others say January 1st to January 1st. So I'm going with the method of January 1st, just so everybody can partake in this exercise.
Okay.
So I want you to take January, which is a one, and add your birthday, whatever that is, up mm-hmm. with the one, and then add 6 to it. And if it's a double digit, bring it down to a single digit. Like if it's 39, no, let's take that back. Let's say it's 54. So 4 and 5 would be 9. So you'd bring it down to a single digit.
Yeah. Well, let's take an example. My birthday, February 1st. So it's 2 + 1.
+6.
+6 for the year.
And so that's this year's a 9 year for you.
Okay.
So that, you know, so that's how that works. So if they want to do that at home, I'll give them a couple of seconds. And then I'll tell, depending on whether it's a 1 through 9 number, what they can expect their personal year to be about.
Right. And let's say you were born December 17th. December is 1 + 2.
It's 3.
Is 3. And then 17th is +1 + 7. So 3 + 1 + 7 + 6 for the year.
+6. So that'd be 17 and 1 7's 8.
Yeah. So break it down to its lowest form.
Yeah.
Okay.
A single digit.
So now if that.
Which I think is cool. My birthday, you know, is 2/22/2022. I think that's kind of cool.
Just by chance, would that be 666?
No. No, that comes to 2, 4, 6, 8. 10, that's a 12, which mm-hmm. is a 3. Now, that's right. Kind of cool because my personal year is the same as my life path number. So okay,
but you're getting ahead of everybody, most people.
Sorry.
So
it's like building. I'm going to be working on building body, mind, spirit, making them all balanced.
Yeah.
So which is what I came in to work on. So this is going to be an extra heavy duty year for me in that department.
Okay.
Which is kind of cool.
So if your number adds up to a 1. Okay, and that means what for people?
Those are brand new beginnings. So whoever has a 1 is a personal number. That means that you're going to be working on brand new stuff all year. You might have a...
Go ahead. Wait a second. Because you're on this, I have to interrupt you. Mandy says, if it's 19, what does that equal to? 9 + 1 is
10. So 10, it equals a 1.
And that equals a 1. Okay?
Yeah. So this is about her.
Yeah.
It's a 1. Okay. So you might have a lot of... You might start a lot of things, projects, hobbies, reading a book, whatever, because you're going to be wanting to do a lot of different things, but you may not finish them all, and that's okay. But it's all about opening up to brand new things. So it's kind of a fun year of investigating or maybe taking out on, you know, on different things. So, mm-hmm. And don't be bad if you don't finish them all. You're not supposed to. Just pick what you're interested in. Give it a shot. If you don't like it, throw it away and start something else.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, if you happen to be a 2 personal year, that's about balancing spirituality and abundance. It's also a relationship number. No, I take that back. A 2 is a relationship number. I got ahead of myself by looking at the numbers on the screen there. A 2 is about relationship. So if you're a 2 personal year, you're going to be dealing, working with the relationship you're going to be building with you, somebody else, a group of people, your money. Love, socializing, it's everything that requires a relationship to either be part of or to do something.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Which is your life path, I believe.
What if there are three?
Okay, a three is what I was talking about, balancing body, mind, spirit. So that just means that you're trying to make it work for everybody as well as the collective and make it work for you too. So you're learning how to balance out what you think, what you feel, and what you do. So body, mind, and spirit. That's mainly what that's all about. Uh-huh. It's about fun, creativity. It's a good time because if you didn't have fun and creativity, you couldn't balance out body, mind, spirit. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the four, we talked about that earlier. A four is about building a foundation. So you're going to work for everything you get this year. Nothing's going to be handed to you, but you're going to know at the end of this hardworking year that you have actually built the foundation or started the foundation. So you're going to feel good about what you accomplished this year. So that's a good thing. A five, and I think Joseph said he was a five.
His personal year.
Okay. That's all about change, transformation, travel, handling stress really well. I love 5 years because 2021 was a 5 year. Look at all the changes that happened in 2021.
Yeah.
And all the transformations, really. But if you've thought about doing something in a bigger way or reaching out in a new direction, this is the year to do it because it's all about transformation and change. And travel's in there too. So if you thought about traveling, it's a good time to travel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And six
is in service. It's also, because this is 2022 and it is a six, it's also going to be about balancing things out so that it works for you and everybody else. But it's also about the truth coming out. It's also a good love number, but ironically, it's also a divorce number. I find that kind of strange. But six is cool. It's just the way to make things balance. You will find a lot of doctors, nurses, waitresses, counselors, all those kinds of employment are usually six people because they like to be in service to people, teachers, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. So it makes them the happiest when they're helping somebody else out. So that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Seven's all about spirituality. So that's a lonely year. If you have a seven life path, you do a lot of things alone, but you don't care.
So one might so be the happier. Loneliest number, but seven is a lonely
Well, seven
year.
Is when you're going to delve into a lot of spiritual things, and you're going to want to do it alone because you want to take time to either read or practice or, you know, learn how to do something without everybody watching you, you might say. But seven's not a bad number. If you're an author, authors love seven times because they like to be alone so they can write their books. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So being alone is not a bad thing, but it's going to be a time to think, maybe see yourself from a spiritual standpoint and see what I can do from a spiritual standpoint. So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Now, eight is about balancing abundance and spirituality. Mm-hmm. So in an 8 year, eight represents money. So if you have, I always say, if you're going to open a business, you're going to do something where you're trying to create money, you want that name to add up to an eight because it's all about money. But, It's basically teaching you that you don't have to be poor to be spiritual, and you don't have to be filthy rich to be spiritual either. It's balancing to both of them. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you can do it both. You don't have to live in a car to be spiritual, and you don't have That's to right. live in a 600,000 room mansion to be spiritual either.
But it helps.
It
makes
don't
it
know.
A lot easier.
I wouldn't want to clean it myself, but.
All right.
And then nine, which is your personal year, endings and beginnings. So you're going to be ending a lot of things, getting ready for brand new beginnings next year in 2023. Because
I certainly am.
Only next year was not going to be a one.
No.
2023 is going to be a seven. That's going to be interesting. But a 9 year, I always say get a big bag and a large shovel because it's time to clean up. The way you think about things, the people you've been hanging around, if they're not good for you, situations you've been involved in, you don't need to be involved in, ways of thinking that aren't working for you. It's a good cleanup year.
Hold my beer. That's all I can say. That's all I can
yeah.
say.
So nine's a cool year just for the fact you get to realize maybe I don't need that anymore, or that's not the way I really think anymore, or maybe I need to go in another direction.
I know.
Because it's not really working. You know, and that kind of thing.
SRS says, what is the Chinese year for this year? That would be 2022.
I don't
know. I'm joking.
I think it's
I don't know.
I'm not for sure if it's a dragon or
no. I think it was just was a dragon.
Was it a dragon?
I don't know.
Well, I can look it up for you.
Phyllis says hi, and Phyllis, I don't think we've seen you on here before. So let us know where you're checking in from. You're on Facebook watching us. Anyhow, I think that let me see, what's this? Looks like it's Tiger Year beginning in February. The year of the tiger.
Ah, Tiger Year.
Yeah,
oh, and I'm a tiger.
Popped that information.
See, I've
to
got
us.
I've got the double dose of the life path, the personal number, and even in Chinese, the tiger.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's a triple hit.
JM says it's a 9 year for her, and she feels good.
Well, and a 9 year for her. She just lost Bobby McGee, so that's that's something. She's getting ready for something new because the old has left. I know it's a hard thing, and I'm not making light of it at all, but I mean that's typically what happens in a 9 year.
Yeah,
you know, you either leave something or something leaves you. So
it's true.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we got a few minutes left here.
You do
haven't done this for a while. You and Nathan are even. We're
going
to do my little segment. So Nathan, would you introduce that for me, please?
It's time to play Skip's Corner. Here's your host, Skip.
Yay, Sprinkles. Nathan, you see Nathan on the screen there with us. I bring him on during, whoops, I gotta change my screen here. I bring him on during this because I like to, what is with my computer here? There we go.
It's Mercury retrograde. That's what's with it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a good example. See, nothing is working technically.
Nathan's our producer. He's in the studio and he makes us look and sound good. And much as he can.
And he's also going to be a first-time uncle really, really soon.
Very soon. This
really, really
could
soon.
Be the week.
It could be.
I think that's cool.
Yeah.
I forgot how many
brings back
nieces
memories,
and
it?
Nephews I have. But and great nieces and nephews. And great.
Oh,
anyhow.
Let's not get that old.
I know. I'm going to talk about something that I haven't talked about before.
Okay, and I'm not going to look at the screen, and I got my glasses off.
It's all about an octopus, and this is where I get to pit Nathan and Sharon against each other. Now, Nathan was ahead like 3 or 4 weeks at one time, but Sharon caught up slowly, and they're now even.
New year, new board.
That's right. So,
well, we shall see.
Today, we're going to talk about, I got to get rid of that. We're going to talk about the octopus. No, we're going to talk about a whole bunch of different stuff.
I like the octopus.
Talk about something.
Let's talk about the octopus.
Okay.
True or false? Real quick. They have 4 hearts.
True.
You're both wrong. They only have 3.
Oh,
I knew they had more.
Let's try.
Darn.
I was gonna say if it was 8, then it's like okay.
Yeah.
God dang! I thought they had 4.
There are 300 species of octopus or octopi, whatever you want to call them. Octopuses is what it says.
I think it's octopi.
Octopuses.
I know.
But, well, that question is just false to begin with, but I'm going to say true.
Yeah, that's. I'm thinking too. There's probably.
You're right. There is around 300 species.
Wow. That's a lot of legs running.
Okay,
around.
Now this is going to stretch your imagination, maybe. If you believe me, a baby octopus is about the size of a flea when it's born.
Oh, well, I'd say
I think that's probably true.
Yeah, true.
Okay, you're both right. Yeah. It is about the size of a flea.
Wow, that's tiny.
The oldest fossil that they have found of an octopus is 100,000, 300,000, or 500,000 years old.
I think it's been in the sea for a long time. I'm going with 500,000.
I said that wrong.
Oh.
It's 100 million.
Oh.
300 million.
Oh.
Or
500
million?
Yeah,
500
million.
I'm still sticking with 500 million.
I'm going into middle ground, 300.
Yeah, Nathan's got it. He's one up on you. It's actually 296 million.
Okay.
But
it's close enough.
Rounded up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Significant digits.
Okay. I'll let him have that one.
In Korea, they eat an octopus
last question.
Live.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I know that. Oh, I just gave the answer to Sharon. Oops.
Oh.
All right, we'll call that one even.
Well, do they?
They do.
Oh, my God. Well,
does Sharon think I'm right, though?
Oh, that's terrible.
Is it illegal anywhere in the world to do surgery on an octopus?
Well, we got to go now, but my brother has eaten a live octopus tentacle before, and I don't want to do that.
No.
We will have to wait to save that for next time.
All right. Hey, this is the Psychic Spectrum Radio Show, you guys. Check back with us on Tuesday at 1. We will be here. And as our theme song says,
what a wonderful world. Love you, Daddy.